While walking from the river, where I watched it swirl and flow, I was planning out my future, thinking which way should I go. The field was black and muddy, but the bright sun gave it light. It looked just like the river, with its power and its might. Just then it started raining, and I couldn't trust my eyes. A rainbow just in front of me, in the middle of that muddy sea. Just 50 yards or so, I would find my pot of gold. I'd have to run across that field, so muddy and so cold. But to catch a rainbow, what a joy for this 10-year-old boy. Of course I'd go and catch it, it's magic I would share. I'd live the life of Riley with the goal I would find there. I ran so hard that day, I'm sure that mud was clay. I'm sure that it was just a dream, that I was turning into cream. I couldn't seem to cover ground, and my gold I never found. The rainbow stood there teasing, as it stood and watched me freezing. Then just to rub the salt in, it suddenly stopped raining. The rainbow left me standing there, its magic didn't seem to care. That I was covered from head to toe, and back through the mud I had to go. I eventually got home to see my mother, who was making tea. She said that Mother Nature shows us beauty to behold. We shouldn't try to take what's hers, we have to earn our gold. The rainbow, it's like a dream, you know it's there, it can be seen. Dream you cannot hold, the rainbow holds your pot of gold. Don't give in or you will be forever stuck in the muddy sea. Chase the rainbow, but be aware the black knight may be hiding there. A mother who appeared so wise saw life through the White Queen's eyes. She never learned the word despise, and never tried to tell us lies.